We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you honestly like everybody that you work with, mm-hmm. you're lucky.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or maybe you're just lying to yourself. I say that because a new survey found that 92% of people say they have at least one coworker they find annoying.
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, I don't find anyone annoying, which means I'm probably that coworker.
Yeah. You know, though, someone can be annoying and you can still like them.
Yeah,
I feel like both things can exist at the same time.
Just can't handle them all the time.
Right. Yeah.
There is a big list of reasons why people find their coworkers annoying. We only have time to go through the top five, though.
Okay.
Number five was they complain or whine too much.
Oh.
Yeah, they're negative people. It's that mind state all the time.
That's number five?
Okay.
Seems like it should be higher to me.
Someone at every company.
Number four is they're bad at their job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's blatant.
Yeah, I can definitely say. Oops, sorry.
You hit the wrong button.
I put the wrong sound effect
on. That's not.
Shoot. I meant to do this one.
This isn't
looking. Bad at their job. That's for anybody out there who's not very good at what they do.
This isn't looking good for you.
Number three is they're lazy. People find laziness really annoying.
But if we're open about being lazy, is that okay? Like, no. I'm like, I know I'm lazy.
No, because then it's like you're complaining about how much work you have to do all the time.
And it's very little.
Then you're complaining lazy and bad at your job.
It's true.
Do we have to go through the rest of this list?
Oh, come on, Jeff. Stop being lazy.
So many here. Number two is they gossip too much.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is that a problem?
People don't like that. They find that annoying. And the number one most obnoxious behavior by a coworker, according to this survey, is they're too loud.
Okay, everyone look at me.
Okay. I will say, we joked about Jeff, but Jose, you got a couple of marks against you on this list.
I annoy myself at this point.
But I love you.
Oh, thank you. Well, in doses.
The good news is, here, at least we can shock our annoying coworkers. That's the good part. Because it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it incorrectly, the punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Alexis?
Brooke Barf Bag Fox.
Barf
Why?
I don't know.
Gross.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question today.
Would you say you're superstitious or just a little stitious?
Good question. Mid-stitious, is that a...
According to a new survey, a little under half of the people in our country believe that superstition actually plays into which house they would or would not purchase. For example, if you feel like the washing machine is watching you, then maybe it didn't pass the vibe check. Today, I have in front of me the top three superstitious reasons people would hesitate before buying a house, and I need you to name them in no particular order.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. I feel like vibe check needs to be part of, like, a realtor score. It's got a 9 vibe check.
Yeah.
Just so you know, there's not...
Brooke's the only one of us who's actually bought a house so far.
My grandmother was incredibly superstitious, but her superstitions didn't have anything to do with house buying. You know, it was like not stepping on cracks and not associating. Not associating with the number 13. What if the house number had 13 in it?
That's not bad, actually.
Oh, yeah. A weird address.
Or 666 or something.
Yeah, right.
Wow,
yeah.
That's good.
Or even the street name could be like a superstitious thing.
Satan Street.
Wow. Like Jason Voorhees Lane. Like, I don't want to live there.
I didn't know if it's superstitious based on, like, who was there before you, sort of. Because, like, we rent a house, we don't buy, but we know that the person before us, like, died in it. And, you know, that made us, like, pretty scared to live in it.
No,
yeah,
man.
I don't know, not superstitious.
My house was built in 1927. There's got to be a couple of dead people that went.
Well, it's like, there's at least one that I killed.
No, but there was a story. I don't know if you guys remember me telling you the story that my neighbor told me about seeing the previous owners of our house digging in the backyard in a rainstorm at like midnight. And they swore that they were just digging up their dead cats to take with them to the next house.
Ew,
but
Exactly.
But that's another thing. Like, if they said, this is property was built on an Indian burial ground.
Exactly,
I'd be like,
that's
heck
what I'm thinking.
No.
Yeah.
Like, it has to have, like, specifics here, right?
I do like what Alexis said, though. Like, if something horrible happened inside the house right before you bought it.
But that's like bad voodoo living in there.
Yeah, I would be like, I don't know if I want to be living in there.
But I don't think that's a superstition. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like it's
like a superstition isn't like someone got murdered here and I don't really want to hang out here anymore. That's not a superstition. A superstition is like you don't walk under a ladder. That's a superstition.
But no, true. Superstition is the house could be haunted by the family of the people that got murdered there.
See, that feels more real to me. I don't know.
Let's get the question.
I'm getting it all mixed up in my head.
Let's get the question one more time.
A new survey found that almost 40% of people would say superstition is a valid reason to not purchase a home. What are the top three superstitious reasons that people would say would make them think twice about buying a home? And hint, one of the lead reasons has to do with location.
Ooh. Oh, if it's by a cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or if it's by, like,
elementary school. That's the one you don't want to buy. Cemeteries are nice and quiet. I don't know what you guys are talking
about.
Are
louder haunted
That would freak me out, though. If I lived right across from a cemetery, I'd be like, oh.
So I had a good friend in elementary school that lived right across from the cemetery, and we used to go play in it all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Smart. That is not smart.
It's beautiful. No. Well kept. The grass is beautiful.
I don't think it's meant for children, Brooke.
Free flowers.
You were personally haunted. There's a ghost on your back right now.
Okay, I'm going to go with the address. Would be an issue.
Mm-hmm. The numbers.
I'm going to go with it is close to a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with...
Murder. There was a murder before you moved in.
Can I just say sketchy history? Like,
gruesome
history of the house?
Gruesome history.
According to a survey of potential homeowners, these are the top three reasons people would pass on buying a home because of superstitious reasons. Number three... it was too close to a cemetery.
Oh, okay. Good. That was a good hint, Jake. I'm
telling
us.
You guys.
Number two, it had an unlucky house number or street name.
There you go.
1313 Murder Avenue. No, thank you. And number one, something bad happened inside the house.
Yeah!
Sorry, Jake.
Don't Google your address ever.
Yeah.
All right, we got it right. Good work, team. And that means Digital Jake is going to get shocked today. Somebody wanted to hear the song Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Makes sense.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
God, that was good.
Yeah,
Jay.
I wanted more.
I like it, Jake.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.